Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning. Thank you so much, Isaiah. You do each and every time we come on these airways to host our show, Home-Based Business 101. And for those that are our regular listeners, you know Sunday morning our theme is the gospel of working from home. And today we're going to be dealing with network marketing versus a regular job. We want to thank the 47,000-plus people who have listened to a show here on Home-Based Business 101, truly making this listener-supported radio. We really thank you for your support, and we thank you for your comments and stuff that you leave on our page, home Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/homebasedbusiness101. And if you're a new listener and you haven't been to that webpage, when you get a chance, go to that webpage and leave us your comments and your thoughts. I was checking the page yesterday and saw a couple comments, one from a person who listens to our show all the way over the United Kingdom. We have people who listen to this show all around the world, not just the United States. I have a couple listeners over in Sweden that I've been able to communicate with via the Internet. I can't wait to the company that I'm in goes abroad, because I do already have a listening audience overseas that really like the show, really like the information that we share, and we're going to share some very, very valuable information this morning concerning network marketing versus traditional work. Okay, to get started, what we need to do is set the backdrop and make sure that you understand what's going on here in the United States of America, and what's also being spread abroad to a lot of what they call first world countries. I mean, I don't really like that title, but title that is being put out to first world countries. And that is that we're in a new type of global economy. And in that new economy, we've seen, you know, downsizing, outsourcing. We've seen all kind of things that are taking place as more and more companies are shifting to go to places where they can pay less taxes, less minimum wage, do not have to deal with minimum wage and other issues. And it's this new economy, if you're not prepared for understanding the new economy, then what happens is you're trying to use old methods to deal with a new situation that's not going to be able to help you be able to do what you need to do as far as earning income to maintain a certain kind of standard of living that you would like to be able to maintain. And, you know, God forbid, you know, if you, like some people I know from the that's in the same category, and I would be in the baby boomer generation who working somewhere, and all of a sudden they needed to go, they got laid off or downsized, and they needed to find a way to go earn some money. And they ended up having to take on a job that was backbreaking because they're not as young as they used to be. And so, you know, hey, it just was really rough. And, you know, there's a lot of myths out here that we need to deal with. And the reason I'm going over this part first before I go into the aspect of network marketing is that, you know, why do people need to look at this new future? And this network marketing is going to become the wave of the future. I mean, it's been around for some time, but it's definitely going to become, you know, you're going to see most people doing in one shape, form, or fashion. Okay, all right. Yes, I'm saying, you know, people are looking to try to deal with this new economy. And some of the changes that have happened, they're fundamental, and in most cases, they're permanent. Permanent changes. I mean, I talked to a couple of my students last week, students of mine. Me and my wife from Baltimore, Maryland, who are grown now, finished college, have tremendous college debt, and the job that they thought they was going to be able to get going into college and coming out of college has not manifested itself for them because the economy changed. And so here you got people walking around with, you know, bachelor's degrees, master's degrees, PhDs, working as cashiers and food supermarkets or working in Walmart, and that's not what they went to college for. And now they got like $40,000 or $50,000 worth of debt in terms of loans that they got to pay back, and it's just not happening for them. And see, some people think the job market is coming back. Oh, President Obama and them—they're going to pass some legislation, and we'll see that. You know, we'll see new jobs created in America. Well, the job market is not coming back—not the one that you would recognize. The skills that you went to school for, are they going to serve you in this rapidly changing landscape? I doubt it. You know, things that people went to school for, this, it's not, you know, hey, basically, most of the work that we're seeing with upscale companies and whatever is based on you being productive for them, you know, and they're going to pay you based on production. So, you know, if you're going to get paid based on production, why not get paid handsomely and rewarded well for production that you can do in a network marketing business? And the reason, again, I say network marketing is a great opportunity is because you've got to look at how people become wealthy. I mean, ultimately, America is moving, and a lot of other countries are already there. But America's moving to a two-class society. Don't believe it? Go to www.15yearsleft and listen to Mr. Mark Yarnell, who talked back in 2007 that we had about 15 years left before we would see the remnants of this two-class society manifesting itself bigger and bigger and bigger. And when you look at cities like Detroit that have already gone bankrupt, and when I look at these little small cities here in the state of North Carolina where I currently reside, cities like Rocky Mound and other little cities, there, you know, people looking for a certain kind of work or job, there is none. There is none. So in Rocky Mound, I see a lot of people who apply for disability, and they're not really disabled. But, you know, they apply for disability. They come up with something that says that they're disabled so they can get a disability check, which really is peanuts. Or they earn money. I see so many people, because I use the library a lot, who come to the library and they're getting paid to take care of people with mental challenges. And I think what causes a lot of these people to have mental challenges is because of what's going on in the economy. As the economy shifted and they could not find work, take care of themselves, let alone be able to take care of a family, it just drove them nuts. And, you know, so society, we're taking care of a lot of people who are mentally ill, and their mental illness comes from the systematic things that are taking place in the society that has changed in the landscape, where it's you can tell somebody, go get a job. You know, you see somebody, you say, can you help me with some change? You'd be like, hey, bum, go get a job. Well, you know, hey, where? Where? And doing what? You know, and so, I mean, you see all kind of evils and ills that are manifesting themselves in the society because of how hard it is to find quote-unquote work. I talked to a young lady one evening who is into prostitution, selling her body. And, hey, she said, you know, it's hard to find work out here. She says, as long as I got this, I know people to pay for it. You know, I mean, it's rough. I mean, you know, even though I tell her, say, you know, you you know, hey, you know, you're God's gift to this earth, and you should not put yourself in that kind of situation. She said, I got three children to feed, sir. She said, you want to buy some or not? I said, you know, I'm not into that. I said, but hey, I said, I'd give you $10 to help you out with you, you know, so you can go buy some food for your children. But, you know, the bottom line was she got three children to feed. You know, hey, she don't have a male partner, or as someone would say, a man who is there to help with those children. And so she's reduced herself to, I call, you know, the lowest level a woman could reduce herself to, which is selling her body to anybody, you know, for, you know, a few dirty dollars. But it's about survival. You know, it's about survival. And, you know, hey, I told her, I said, you know, with AIDS and everything else out here, man, you need to be real careful. She said, that's the chance I take. She said, it's like, I got to feed my children. She said, they're hungry. They want some cereal tomorrow morning. And I don't have none, and I got to get some milk. You know, so, you know, the economy is really, you know, has driven a lot of people to things that they should not even be considering doing. But when people are pushed to their lowest level, you know, when you really find out how spiritual you are, because you can get beat, but don't get beat down. See, broke can be fixed, but poor is an attitude more than anything else, because there's ways to change your situation. And I know for some people that sounds like philosophy. You know what I mean? I heard people say, you know, yeah, you don't understand my situation. It ain't no change to this. Either I do this or I starve. So it's important to understand what's going on out here. And the thing is that with network marketing, we will, those of us that are involved in network marketing, we need to be successful so that we can give back to society. That's one of the reasons me and my wife are involved. What we're doing is to make sure that we can become philanthropists to help, you know, bless other people. And see, so it's not just about doing something to earn a big pile of money. Either you can earn a big pile of money in network marketing. It's about being able to give back to society and be able to help folks. Get into why network marketing is better. First of all, we need to understand some of the mistakes that people make in network marketing. There's three types of people in network marketing. There's the posers. What's a poser? A poser is a person that joins a network marketing company. And this is one of the things I really work hard on to try to get people in our company and people on our team to focus on. A poser joins. What is a poser? A poser is a person, they sign up, they think they're going to recruit one or two people and make a ton of money off of them, and so that's the extent. They don't develop, but they don't give you a list. They won't sit down and write a list. They got about four or five people in the top of their head. They say, well, let's call so-and-so, let's call so-and-so. And then that's the extent of that. Some will never even give you those four or five people. I mean, it's unfortunate. I mean, that's one of the drawbacks is people making sure that they get the proper training. Most people, you know, and I say this, and it's very, very important that people understand that's listening, especially other people out there that's in the network marketing profession who are listening to this show this morning and you're trying to figure out how to have more success with your team and the things that you want to do, is you got to get people out of that poser stage. And what I mean by that is that's when they join, and they think they treat it like a lottery ticket. It's still work. See, you still got to work. If you take a job, you're going to work. You're going to be there 8 hours. And in most cases in network marketing, I don't know too many people that work network marketing 8 hours a day. But some people that do maybe four. You know, we do at times when we have a booth, like yesterday we had one. And, you know, yes, my wife worked about a good 8 hour day, and that was good because she ended up with like 40-some new names that people of contact. And see, the problem for a lot of people is the sorting and the shifting. What I mean by the sorting and the shifting is that you got to go through numbers, the law of large numbers. And the numbers speak for themselves. If you're cold marketing, usually 1 out of 100 will join your opportunity. So if 1 out of 100 would join your opportunity, if you're cold marketing, that means in order to get 10 people, you got to talk to 1,000 folks. Now, some people say, I just don't feel like doing that. Well, that's part of the work. That's part of the work. They told you in the network marketing company, look, go talk to 1,000 people, and I guarantee you that we'll pay you X amount of money per week. And your butt would go out there and you talk to 1,000 people. See, on a job, they tell you what to do, and you don't question it. You just say, okay, that's what I'm supposed to do. That's my job description. Boom. And then you come in on Friday, and you're looking for your paycheck. Well, here, you make your paycheck. You make your paycheck by what you do or don't do. Like I say, the posers are the first group of people in network marketing, and too often they give us a black eye, and a lot of people say, you know, I'm not trying that. I know Bill. Bill, he signed up. He ain't make no money in that thing. Well, Bill never went to work. That's why Bill didn't make no money. But Bill will tell you, you know, I was in that company. I paid my money. They ripped me off. I didn't make nothing. Well, Bill, what did you do? What you mean, what did I do? Bill, did you set any appointments so that your success coach, your upline, or the person that's working with you would be able to help you have some level of success? Well, I told them, you know, to call, you know, Jackie and Sue and Mary. But Jackie, Sue, and Mary, none of that was interesting. It's interesting because I talked with one of my people that's a part of my team who I hadn't seen since tax time. And, you know, they pop up then because they know they, you know, if they hold on to their business, that they can get a tax write-off, even if they didn't do nothing. And, you know, but I told them all the time, you know, you got to make sure you start doing something, because if you get audited by the IRS and you haven't done anything, they're going to take that money back. But I saw one of the people on my team who I hadn't seen in a while, ran to them at the Piggly Wiggly, getting some groceries, and they was getting theirs. And, you know, I was talking to them about making sure that they have was called a travel party. That's one of the things that we do in the business that I'm in. We have a fun business just to have a travel party. They said, well, you know, I don't know people like that. I said, just invite people over to your house and have some light refreshments and come and let me do a presentation. Well, they ain't going to join. I said, how you know? They ain't seen nothing yet. They ain't even been to your house yet. They ain't came to the travel party yet. But their mindset was that, you know, I shared this with my sister, but she wasn't interested. Well, you didn't follow procedure. Procedure was, if you were going to share this with your sister, that you were supposed to get your sister on the phone so I could talk to your sister, make sure she sees the information so that way she can evaluate it. I said, your sister, she's evaluated it based on you. She ain't seen nothing change in your life. And so she's saying, why should she get dragged into something that ain't changed in your life, even though it has changed because you've gotten a bigger tax return? I said, but you don't want to tell that testimony to people. It's like a secret you want to keep. And so, thus, you don't have nothing to attract people to what you want to do. Poser, that's what a poser does. A poser is like they sign up, they join, and then they go into, like, we call the witness protection program. You don't hear from them. Get into their marketplace. They don't go out and do anything. I got a poser couple who joined my business, and they recently got married. They was all excited. They signed up, and I ain't heard from them since. And that was back in July. Haven't heard from them since. So, you know, their story to people is going to be they tried something and it didn't work. Well, they didn't go to work. Next is the amateurs. And, you know, so the thing is to get the people from being posers and get them at least to become an amateur, then we can help work them to become a professional. The amateur will give you a list. About 25 people, but then they never add to the list. And once you've gone through that list, depending on what has happened, you know, with the people they give you on that list, determines, you know, their stickability or them saying, well, I tried, you know, I gave you 25 names, you called them people, none of them were interested. And I'm already telling you that, you know, you got to go through almost 100 to get one. And so the amateur does give you a list. They will listen to some of your team calls. They will attend an event or two. They're not consistent. That's the difference between the amateur and the poser. The poser doesn't give you a list at all, attends nothing at all, does nothing at all, and expecting a miracle. I mean, you know, they've heard stories of people telling folks I recruited one person and that one person took me to the top. And so they think, you know, that one person is their Uncle Bill, and Uncle Bill can take me to the top, you know, and that's it. The amateur gives you a list of about 25 people, and then after you've gone through that list, if you haven't been able to get any of those people involved so you can get a list from them and keep the train moving, the amateur's like, you know, I knew this wasn't going to work. See, plus the amateur has one of those things of ye of little faith. They have little faith that this will work. And what you want to do is you want to get people to the what's called a professional level. The professional network marketer is constantly adding to their list, constantly developing new relationships with people. Minimum. This is the minimum. The minimum is they get at least two new contacts a day. Two new contacts a day. See, the reason we do booths is that we collapse that time frame. Because I said yesterday my wife got 40 names. The week before, we did another booth and got another 42 names. So we got 82 new contacts 2 weeks, which is two a day times 5 days a week would have only been 20. So we're ahead of the curve for this morning. We got a booth we're going to be doing next weekend, and God knows how many names we're going to get from that. We'll be at Western College's homecoming game where people are tailgating. It's football season. People will be out. They're going to be having, you know, they'd be barbecuing and doing all kind of stuff to do, you know, people do at football games where they tailgate and all of that. And we're going to be right there in the midst of that crowd sharing with people ways to earn extra money. So the professional is constantly adding to their list. And those of you out there that's in network marketing who, you know, really take your business serious, you know what I mean, because every day you're out there and you're adding to your list. And the professional has already memorized scripts. You know, you're going somewhere and you ask somebody, and, you know, I use this script. I got it from one of our professional trainers in our company. You just ask somebody, you know, hey, I'm new around here. Are you from here? The person usually says yes. And you say, great, wonderful, maybe you can help me. They're usually thinking you're about to ask them for some change or some money. You say, look, my company's expanding in this area, and we're looking for some sharp people that want to earn an extra $1,500 to $2,000 a month. Do you know anybody like that? You give them your card, and when you give them your card, you say, here's my card, name and number. Could I get yours? And then, you know, and I can give you a call back in 24 to 48 hours, and maybe you can help me with finding some people that fit that category that wants to make an extra $1,500 to $2,000 a month with our company's expansion program. And usually the person will say, yeah, me. You don't ask them if they're interested. You always ask them, do you know anybody? And this is a great one that can be used for just about any network marketing company. And from that, you'll get the person will give you their name and number. Or another great one is you stand in line in the grocery store and you make a small talk with people. You know how people are. Sometimes people say, wow, they should have more registers open. You know, this line wouldn't be that long if they had, if you see, like, three or four registers that nobody's working at. And so somebody makes that comment, and you know, you probably say, yeah, you know, it's a shame. I guess they can't find more people to work. By the way, what do you do? And the person usually will tell you where they work, what they do, and all of that about their job and everything. And usually after they tell you all of that, then they're going to ask you, and what do you do? And you say, great. Glad you asked. You know, I'm a recruiter with a major company that's expanding into this area, and we're looking for some people that want to earn an extra $1,500 to $2,000 a month. Do you know anybody, you know, like that? Here's my card, name and number, and you get this. You always get their name and number. See, the professional gets the name and the number. The amateur just hands out the business card. Professional gets the name and the number because they know, in order to follow up with that person, I need a way to contact them and call them. Professional does. And also, with the professional makes sure that they're on company calls. Professional attends company events and meetings because you got to keep growing. The professional is heavy into personal development. And those of you that are out there in the network marketing, you know what I mean. You know, those that are really into what you're doing. I know you've listened to people like Jim Rohn and Mark Yarnell and different people like that. See, the amateur is weak on personal development. They were saying, well, I got to read that book. What are they listening to that for? I just want to make some money. Well, you got to change your mindset. See, your mindset has to change. When you go into network marketing, really in to build your business, you're going to spend a lot of time on personal development, which is good. I mean, you know, most people that are really doing well in network marketing and that are really pushing to do well have spent a lot of time in personal development. They've read Think and Grow Rich. They've read My First Year in Network Marketing. And the hottest book out now is Eric Worre, Go Pro. They're reading these materials and going through them. On The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. I mean, I could rattle off about 10 or 15 different books that me and my wife, we read and constantly reread. And if you're not reading books for personal development and network marketing, you're not going nowhere. I'm just going to be straight out flat and honest with you. You're not going to make it. Because what's going to happen is the television, television, and your friends who are laughing at you behind your back, you know, waiting for you, you know, to come back to doing what they were doing, they're going to, you know, constantly be edging on you. You know, the bottom line is, this is it, what you need to really understand, is the five people you associate with the most, that's who you're going to become like. So if you want to evaluate where you're going economically, just look at the five people that you spend the most time with. How much money do they make? So you're usually going to be right within that circle. That's why me and my wife, we're constantly looking for people that we can connect with who make more money than us, because that way they can pull us up. If we're at the top, then only thing other people can do is pull you down. And that's what people do, not because they mean to or they intend to. It's just the law of life. It's called the law of the lid. If you hang around five broke people, guess who the sixth one's going to be? You. You're just not going to be able to escape it. You hang around five wealthy people, guess who the sixth one's going to be? You. It's just the way it is, because there's some things that's going to rub off, that's going to enlighten you and help encourage you. And so me and my wife, we have deliberately went out of our way to become friends with a couple millionaires in our company, so that way they can mentor us to get to millionaire status like them. See, we ain't hanging around the broke crybaby people who, you know, are not doing what they need to do, not making the type of money that they should make in this business. And so sometimes people, you know, they misinterpret that, saying, you know, you're being arrogant. No, I want to be successful. And being successful means that if I have to stop associating with broke family and friend members, then that's what I'm going to do. If you're broke, you can't stay in my life for so long. You know, just the way it is, you know, and people, some people take that as an offense, you know, because what's going to happen is if the circle, as I said, in your circle, if you don't have people that can pull you up, then all you're going to have is folks that's going to pull you down. And they don't mean to pull you down. It's just that their circumstances will pull you down. And, you know, hey, people get tired of hanging around people that's broke all the time. I mean, I see this happen in families and stuff, where people just disconnect themselves with folk because they feel, you know, people don't have nothing to offer. So, you know, again, network marketing gives you a chance to escape through all of these different things, and it's just a stone-cold fact that network marketing is a better way. Because if you're going to get paid on production, then you might as well get paid on production that you produce. And basically all of this is not really selling, it's telling. And in our company, that's basically we have a fun company, a fun business. And if you'd like to learn more about that business, you can give us a call at 252-406-0774. I'll repeat that number one more time, 252-406-0774. Give us a call. We'd be more than happy to show you what we do. We have a fun business where we earn money off of people's travel and shopping, our own travel and shopping, and help people save on their taxes and get larger tax returns. I mean, like, it's the year, time of the year where a lot of people are stretching out to earn extra money. Why not consider network marketing? Even if you don't get with us and you find someone that has a network marketing product that you like, sign up. See, this is the time of the year where people are going to start looking at getting their money together to go sell Christmas trees, to sell wreaths, to sell other things associated with the holiday. You're going to see these different people. I mean, I know back in my hometown in Baltimore, there's people that are going to have a big old metal can that they be burning wood in, keeping warm while it's cold, out there with their Christmas trees in the evening so they can catch people getting off from work that wants to buy a Christmas tree, and they sell them Christmas trees from anywhere from $25 to $50, and people are buying them, and they're calculating how many trees they need to get to be able to make them an extra, maybe about an extra $1,000 for the holidays. We have a proven system in our company where if you are coachable and can follow instructions, we can show you how to make $1,200 in your first 30 days. But again, it goes back to not being a poser, not being an amateur, but learning how to become a professional. That's why you see in professional sports, you have some guys who are great in college but can't make it at the pro level. But it's a stone cold fact, network marketing has a better way. And we'll continue this discussion next Sunday, and I'll do part two of this show and get into some of the things about personal development and how network marketing does have such a better way to help you be able to achieve your economic dreams and desires as far as making money in this new economy. Until next time, God bless you. Have a great, wonderful day. I pray that you enjoy your house of worship today, whatever faith you are. And, you know that you are divinely blessed, that you're special. God will never make another you. And so you deserve and you owe it to yourself to be the best that you can be. Give us a call at 252-406-0774. Until next time, this is Baba Jahi here on Home Based Business 101 on our Sunday morning show, The Gospel of Working From Home. Tutanana, that means till we meet again.